Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, we're talking chickens in Halloween costumes and antelopes named Taylor Swift. True. After this quickie from Greg Hahn.
See my new show on Animal Planet where I travel the country eating the state bird.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have some pretty important news about chickens to get to.
Are you going to keep us hanging again?
Y'all going to bring me the chickens? We're going to start with chickens with the black men in the room? Okay, let's do the chickens.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think of that.
That's right. Let's go. I would love my two-piece wearing shoes. Let's do this. Jordans and chickens, my kind of place.
Didn't we?
Is there a restaurant?
We've been promoting this all morning. You guys don't remember we had a story a couple months ago. I'll have to dig it up.
Yeah, there were ladies and there are people who actually knit or crochet outfits for their chickens.
I had somebody get up and knit my chicken.
I already had someone send me a picture of this.
Have you seen the video
with the chicken with his little sweater vest on or whatever?
Have you seen the video of the chicken wearing pants?
Oh my God!
No, I have not.
I must.
Is this
though.
Just to be cute, or do they feel like the chickens need it for warmth?
Do they get cold?
Yeah.
They have feathers.
This is.
I don't know about you, but I sleep under feathers in my down comforter. Keeps me pretty warm.
Keep talking.
Food.
Eventually, the wrong word's going to pop out in this context.
No, it's not. A chicken has feathers that keeps them warm.
Okay. Well, here's the story. The Center for Disease Control.
Right.
Our friends at the CDC.
Yes. Hi, Atlanta. Go on.
They're recommending that pet owners not dress their chickens in Halloween costumes. This is legitimate from the United States. We're paying people in the United States government for this. It's due to an outbreak of an antibiotic-resistant strain of salmonella. The CDC is recommending owners limit their exposure by not dressing or cuddling with their chickens. So this is kind of important.
And it affects just the chicken owners. It doesn't affect...
Doesn't affect chicken eaters.
Thank you.
Unless you're getting chicken tartare.
It doesn't affect anybody.
No. So the 10 people that maybe dress their chickens.
No, Christy. Now, where you live, the last time I drove out into your neck of the woods.
Yes.
There was a truck in front of me that had
a lot of chickens.
Those chicken coops that they put in suburban area homes.
Yes.
It's become kind of a fad.
Yeah. All right. The urban coop.
Growing your own chickens.
Oh, my God.
So. Yeah.
When I was looking
it's
for a
raising
house,
your own chickens.
Right. They had a
growing.
Do I look like I grew up on a farm?
I don't know, you got to put the chicken seeds out.
I thought about getting one. Now I have space
for
it.
I would love to hear that police report. Someone stole my chicken. He had on Jordans. He had a hat.
Well, I'll tell you what. Haywood Banks,
has chickens.
Who was here yesterday. Well,
he had chickens.
But he was on the road with chickens. He'd taken chicken with him.
He's growing. Geez. He's raising turkeys, but his chickens were all eaten by either a fox or a coyote.
That's the problem.
Of course.
But people have chickens. I'm trying to find this article we had about the chickens.
Well,
and
just read the one you
Jeff
have.
Jeff Oskey on our staff
you.
Just got some new chickens in. He was telling me all about it.
I was wondering why.
Ad nauseum.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So you're happy to eat the three eggs he brings in, but if he dares discuss it with
you. No, actually, it was fascinating. He was telling me about how chickens will freeze to death if there aren't enough of them in the...
To keep warm?
Yes.
What about the chickens on the outside? Does the chickens on the inside
So the chickens on the outside... They alternate. So if there's a line. Yeah.
It was
actually pretty fascinating.
This is fascinating.
Well, not as fast.
Well, and they don't lay eggs when it's cold, right? Am I correct about that?
That I don't know.
I'm trying to find this other article.
They don't lay eggs when it's cold.
Jeff, do you know that? Can you give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
I can't see.
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
This says Maryland chicken farmers introduce their flock to musical instruments, and there's a video on YouTube.
Does anyone remember my dream? To own a piano playing chicken?
Yeah, I do.
You remember that?
It never sounds as good as you want it to.
In this case, the Germantown farm chickens are holding a jam session, pecking away at a xylophone, a keyboard, and a set of drums. We'll have to link to this on YouTube.
Wow.
Let me know when one can play the harmonica.
Okay. We'd have to name the band Fleetwood Quack.
Uh-oh. That's a duck. Nope. Joke doesn't count. Wrong.
Okay. Wait a minute. KFC Speedwagon. How about that? Those are chickens, right?
All right.
Everybody be quiet and lay back and listen to this. Yeah!
Is this the chicken playing chicken?
No, it's the chicken playing piano.
No, he's not playing
piano.
Piano
playing chicken.
Part of that is.
That is.
That's him.
Okay, see.
Okay, that's not him playing the violin. Yeah. No. What do you want?
Okay. All right, there.
Now, apparently people do dress their chickens up when the temperatures drop because they have bare skin and they don't like it to be exposed. One woman, Stephanie Moore, said, they're part of my family. It's like they're my babies. The CDC says it's very important to wash your hands with soap and water right after touching live poultry or coming into contact with anything in the places where they live and roam.
I got a way to keep the chickens warm. 350 degrees.
Yeah. that'll do it.
45 minutes, Jim.
Yeah, if you Google dressing a chicken, you do get that. How about to dress a chicken.
Since my duck joke doesn't work, Fleetwood Quack. So chickens.
Well, you did it again.
Well, no, I'm trying to think of the sound chickens make.
They don't quack. That's a duck.
How about Blue Oyster Cluck?
Bob. Okay. All right. Okay.
KFC Speedwagon got nothing. Wait a minute.
How about Bach? Bach.
Oh, I got it.
What did I say?
Oh, yeah.
Bach.
I got it.
Oh, Bachman Turner Overdrive.
The Dixie. Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Bachman Turner Overdrive.
The Dixie Chicks.
All right.
Right there.
Yeah, there it is. Except there's no.
That's not funny.
Yeah. That's like, it's almost like a joke, but no.
Hey, Pat, go ahead and shut up.
Did you get that from Jeff Bogart?
This room is chilly.
The old turducken?
They're ducking.
I forgot you were even here.
They're ducking.
How about Alice Coop?
Alice Coop. Yeah. That's funny. That's great.
I got it. I got the name of the band.
Okay.
I got to think of it. Fog Hat Leghorn. No, is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. He's a big chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken guy.
No,
okay.
Because Fog Hat's Fog Hat. You're doing Godwin's.
Fog Hat Leghorn.
Hey, Tom, why don't you go ahead and shut up?
So this is an important thing. If you have chickens, which many of our listeners do.
Mm-hmm. A handful.
You got to make sure that you... that you wash your hands and they don't want you to putting them in little chicken suits.
You didn't tell
really
me
want chickens.
The pants the chickens are wearing.
Oh my God.
Are plaid shorts.
They're hilarious. The chickens in pants, if you don't think that's funny, then take yourself out.
Yeah. There's something. This guy's chasing the chicken with a camera and the chicken is not happy. Like, there he is.
Weren't they putting diapers on them?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
What?
They made chicken diapers,
He's going to take off here in a minute.
People got so much.
What do you give chickens if they're trick-or-treating?
What do you give them?
Candy corn. Atomic Rooster. That's a real band. That's a real band. That's a Pat Godwin joke.
They're ducking.
One chicken wearing pants just falls over as soon as they set him down on the ground.
The one where the chicken has the full-length trousers on is so hilarious. We'll have this is all very visual. Sorry. They're saying don't dress up your chickens for Halloween.
Correct. Okay. If you do, wash your hands.
If you're vegan, dress up your soybeans. It's hard.
Yeah,
because they're so little.
A lot of tiny costumes.
You know, what you say to a chicken to scare him.
No, what, Tom?
Cock-a-doodle-boo.
Wow. Man, Christy's laughing real hard at that.
Somebody's got that.
You know who's my favorite singing lady chicken?
Who's that?
Jennifer Lopez.
Okay, we're done here.
I actually enjoy.
We're just getting started.
I actually enjoy the chickens with a Spanish heritage that sing. They're roosters.
Oh, yeah? Sure? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what do they sing?
Enrique Iglesias.
No one's laughing but you.
I'm coughing up a lung. Sorry.
Oh boy.
We can move on now.
An antelope's in the news.
Antelope? Okay.
Yep. An antelope named Taylor Swift escaped from her enclosure at the Sacramento Zoo. Officials briefly closed the zoo Sunday following the one-year-old bongo calf's escape.
What's a bongo calf?
It's a type of antelope.
About a buck and a quarter? No, that's not right. No. Wait a
bongo
minute.
Is a type of antelope.
A bongo?
Yes.
Oh.
Are they the ones they make the drums out of?
Yes. They stretch their hides.
No.
Really?
I don't
know. Are you believing me?
I don't know.
I've always wondered where the name bongo comes from.
A zoo spokeswoman, Laurel.
Remember
Vincent.
When you were a kid and you thought you wanted to be a bongo player? That would be. And you'd get a pair of bongos after
Never
about 20
that.
Minutes.
Yeah,
no, but
this is the worst
you?
Instrument.
Dire Straits got me to think.
No, but go on, Tom.
Bang on the bongos.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Zoo spokeswoman Laurel Vincent told the Sacramento Bee that staff used baffle boards and tables to gently guide the antelope to an off-exhibit holding area.
Those baffle boards are confusing,
aren't
they?
Less than 15 minutes after it went missing. What the hell is a baffle board?
That's where baffle came from.
That's a lot of me.
Oh, it's a puzzle board.
So the point of this story is this antelope's named Taylor Swift.
Yes. Right. The calf was named after Taylor Swift because she was very swifty on her feet after birth. The zoo is investigating how Taylor Swift got out. She did have a few scrapes, but otherwise the little guy was healthy. Girl was healthy.
Kanye West called the zoo and said that the giraffe named Beyonce had a better zoo enclosure.
A baffle board
is?
Yes.
A plate or mechanical device. Oh, I congratulations, Google membership rewards. Never mind. I'll have to get back to you. I have a chance to receive a gift.
Free iPhone.
Oh, what is that? I get that a lot.
I don't know.
Here's something interesting with the Halloween season just around the corner. Oh. You see this about the giant nose that was stolen?
Giant nose that was stolen?
Yeah.
Who needs a giant nose?
Well, someone stole it. A 50-pound nose sculpture was stolen off a family's porch in Portland, Oregon.
Why did they have it on their porch?
You got me. They're asking for help. Sari, Dylan, and Cannon Albert are putting up flyers in the neighborhood, asking people to help them find the giant nose.
How hard could it be?
That's an inside job right there, I'm telling you.
What?
Look for somebody buying giant Kleenexes.
Tough to buy a giant. Tough to buy a giant nose. You never know which one to.
When you're right, you're right.
Pick.
Oh, very good.
Huh?
Very good.
Huh?
You're on the baffle board, chick.
Where are you now?
You're on the baffle board.
That's not bad.
I'm on the board.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
That's mucus to my ears, chick.
Hey! Welcome back,
Pick. Thanks.
Ask those two guys from American Pickers.
Oh, no.
This makes no sense at all.
No, it
was a prop for an advertising campaign that their dad was involved in, and they kept it on their porch. And it was it sounds like it was very funny, but they're offering their piggy bank savings $6.27.
Was it a little kid?
Well, I'm not looking for anything
well, now
for that.
Is this a little kid?
No, no, Pat, that would add to your
Coinstar.
Coinstar.
2160
bonanza.
It got me some soup.
Can we title your next album Coinstar Bonanza? As you standing in front of Coinstar at $6.
Did you hear what he said?
I don't care.
Yeah, no. He's done.
He's done. How many times can we kick
I just
him
heard,
out
I just heard that. I just heard album.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Wow. Anyway.
You know, I said giant size Kleenex because it's in the news today. Did you see that story?
I did not.
Out of the UK, the Kleenex brand people put out a new line of Kleenexes that are larger than the average Kleenex, and they called it man size.
Oh.
And so many people complained that they had to change it to extra large Kleenex.
Gotcha.
Well, that makes sense.
Ah, I got it. Just got that one.
It would have been funnier if it was man size and it was shaped like gigantic penis.
Put this in your nose. Well,
it doesn't go in your nose, baby. It doesn't go in your nose.
I've heard of blowing your nose, but
this is.
There's some guy up in the executive office. Oh, I thought they said man shape. Sorry, boss. We just made $4 million of penis shaped Kleenex, but they're huge, boss. I said they were designed after you, boss. Talk about tone deaf. Man size.
I'm just saying.
Sometimes you need a bigger Kleenex, though, right?
Do you?
Sure.
Does a bigger matter? Does a bigger one matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
Have you been unable to get things to work for a week or two? The spank bank little light?
Kleenex has always worked for me.
You just tear right through a regular Kleenex.
Oh, yeah.
The size matters.
Size matters.
Is anyone enjoying our show but us today?
I don't care.
I mean, I'm happy about it. Don't get me wrong.
2 days in a row.
Oh, God. I think I've coughed up a lung. I'm not sure I'm okay.
Yeah,
this will help.
Want me to get that?
Yeah, please.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Oh, Floyd. Floyd.
I've enjoyed you coughing up a lung.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Need to take care of yourself. Get your flu shots. Heard you discussing chickens, too. Boy, I kicked a shine when I heard that.
Oh, you like chickens? You have some chickens?
Oh, I always enjoy. I can't eat as much as I used to on account of my cholesterol being what it is.
Well, yeah.
I got one for you, Tom.
What's that?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
To prove to the possum it could be done. Boy, we need this rain, don't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's helpful.
Sure, it's been dry.
I actually could use
thanks, son.
I need to correct myself on the Kleenex story.
What?
I remember seeing it on a UK website, so it's the man-sized tissues have been around 62 years.
Oh,
I'd never heard of them before. Had you?
No.
Oh, people are just now complaining about them now?
Yep. Apparently, they were aimed at men and came out in 1956, claiming they would stay strong when wet. But complaints on social media
that'd
about
be woman
the
size,
was prompting the change. So starting later this year, they'll be called Kleenex Extra Large.
Okay.
So what are they going to call the manwich?
Oh, you're right. The manwich people might be in trouble.
What is manwich going to go with?
Is the manhandler people gone too? Are you hungry?
You're a hungry man, the manhandler.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because I just read that millennials aren't eating Sloppy Joes anymore.
Good. That means there's more for me.
No kidding.
If you don't like Sloppy Joes, you're not an American. Move.
If you're not an American, move. Is that what you said?
I meant to make Sloppy Joes.
All right.
Yum. Mm.
So wait a second. So is the manwich still out there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's as good as ever.
Do
yes,
they?
Sir.
What? Is everybody okay with
that? How
do you
handle a hungry man? What?
That was the manhandler.
The manwich.
How do you handle a hungry man, the manhandler? Was that the commercial for the man?
Wasn't it? Yeah, a Hungry Man Dinners, I think.
Oh, was it? Mm.
The Manhandler.
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah, like
the
Hungry Man.
Oh, the Hungry Man Dinners.
All things being equal,
is there
a woman witch? Well, that doesn't flow.
A woman witch. There are plenty of those.
Yeah. You ever seen The View? You ever seen my divorce papers?
I got three that popped to mind.
I would like to take the Fifth Amendment.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years.
Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.